Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
You know, other stations, Taylor Bockenstedt, would not put this kind of thought and care into your walk-up music.
I appreciate it. You're every welcome. Time, yes.
You know, if Taylor Bockenstedt with us, by the way, Edgewood Rodeo, Pro Rodeo Days, 34th offering of it. I must take issue with one thing right off the bat.
Okay.
You're here in person, you made the long drive down, and you have the audacity to not wear a cowboy hat.
I'm sorry, I haven't broken it out yet. I'm not sure.
What are you waiting for? It's rodeo week.
I'm waiting for Thursday. I'm waiting for Thursday.
Is it like a special hat? Like, oh, I can only show it 3 times a year?
Coronation, you can only wear it 3 times, yeah.
Oh, has it got like a tiara on it?
It's got like a light up glow stick.
Does it really?
Yeah, yep.
Were you like a past Edgewood rodeo queen?
No, I was not.
Why not?
It's my lifelong dream to be a rodeo queen.
Well, why haven't you done it yet?
Well, I guess we'll try for next year.
Well, you haven't named your rodeo queen yet, right?
No, we will.
There's
do that
still
on
time.
Saturday, yes.
There's still time to get a campaign put together. So, well, how are you? How are things up in Edgewood? Is everybody getting all lathered up and excited for the weekend?
Oh, we are. We are gearing up. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the work that goes into it.
So we have a wonderful Edgewood Chamber of Commerce board made up of about, I think there's 10 of us, actually. Mm-hmm. So we've actually been planning since the week after the rodeo last year. And everybody kind of has their own jobs and duties, and we all just divide and conquer, and here we are.
It's time. What kind of things do you have to plan? You just be like, all right, there's the date. All right, we'll see everybody in the year. You know, run me through some of that process.
So we have different like committees, so entertainment, beer tent, the food stands, and then we actually have a couple guys that work directly with Three Hills Rodeo that brings the rodeo to town to get all of that. There's a lot of prep that goes into keeping the grounds in shape for a pro rodeo.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Okay.
It is a big deal.
I remember as a kid, we'd always come over, you know, like it was probably like Friday night and Saturday night. We'd always come to it. And now as I'm older, I can't do that anymore.
I can't recover.
It'd knock me out for a week if I did that. So, well, let's run through. It's coming up Thursday, Friday, and just kind of run through the whole schedule of events, as it were.
All right. So, actually, we're kicking off on Wednesday this year. So, if you join the Friends of Edgewood Pro Rodeo Days, it's a associate sponsorship and chamber board membership. So you can come and watch Bo Timmerman at our Rodeo Rockin' Eve on Wednesday night if you join us. As a friend of the Pro Rodeo, so you can contact Elise to join. Otherwise,
I went to school with Bo. He never said a word.
He was
a very quiet guy. And now he's like singing all the time.
He's like
getting to say 20 words in high school.
The best. We just love
he
him.
He is. He
yes.
is awesome.
Thursday everything kind of kicks off. We will have a kids street carnival on North Washington Street from 1 to 3. The Edco volleyball team hosts that. And then we have free cowboy hats for kids sponsored by CSB. At the rodeo that night.
Nice.
Yep. And then we've got a DJ in the beer tent afterwards. Thursday's theme is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, so you have to wear pink or else you're not allowed to come in.
Okay. I need to get...
Yeah.
I have a red station pole. How do I make this pink?
I don't know.
Because I'm there Thursday night with Janelle.
You could find a nice tank top or something, maybe? Cardigan?
Yeah. Yeah. This in it. There's nothing here to support a tank top. There's nothing for that.
So Friday, we get back into the events, and that morning we've got the Nick Brady Memorial Golf Tournament at Woods Edge, which is always a hit, lots of fun, praying for no rain, knock on wood. Chalk Games at the Edgewood Library. Imagine the Possibilities does that. That is the coolest thing I've ever experienced. I put my drone up and took pictures of all of these awesome chalk art. Okay, I can't barely play tic-tac-toe with chalk, but these people are artists.
You got injured 1 year. I remember that.
I did.
You
it was
pulled
awful.
A hamstring.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And then after the rodeo that night, we've got a band playing live music. So that's going to be a fun thing. Friday is our Patriot night. So we red, white, and blue honor all of our heroes. Saturday, we have the 5K trot and gallop if you're able to get out of bed on Saturday morning to run.
That must mean the band plays late.
That means not me, but everybody else. I hope you're there at 8 o'clock.
Send pictures to Taylor. She wants to see how it goes.
I'll wake up at noon. And then we've got some fun activities. We've got the Andrick family playing in the park at 11. And then we're taking a little break. We have some lunch, but we're taking a break for the parade at 2. And then afterwards, you can come back, and we've got Daryl, Jack, and Connie playing.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon, food, kitty tractor, kitty, like, pedal pull thing. All kinds of stuff going on till about 4 o'clock before the rodeo. And then, you know, one last night of rodeo, and it goes off with a big hurrah.
Now, last time you were with us, we were talking about you being out either riding a bull or doing some cutting of barrels. Have you gotten any closer to making that happen?
I should have never said that.
Well, I know. I'm going to hold you to it because you said on the radio.
I know, and everybody heard it. And
yeah?
I have a
feeling. You made the calls? Have you got it set up?
I'm going to hide. I'm going to have to stand
on
the radar.
I'm assuming you have all kinds of contacts in that phone. All right, give me one of them. We're going to do it right now live on the air. All right. Who are we going
to
call?
We'll have to
I wouldn't do that to you. Wouldn't that be terrible?
Yeah, they're terrible.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I know. I can't do that. I mean, I'd be okay with the barrel.
Yeah.
If I had to choose.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about the whole weekend? Because you've done this for a little while now.
Yeah. So I'm turning 24 this year. Oh my gosh, so old. But I've been actually helping out since I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
But it's been a really fun thing. It's, you know, Edgewood's a great place. Delaware mm-hmm. County, Clayton County, you know, we have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
And Edgewood's an awesome town.
It's like a hidden little gem. People don't realize what's up there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we're, our whole community just comes together mm-hmm. and just puts on a massive show and makes an experience that nobody will forget. And then everybody comes back every year, of course.
My sister got married, and they did it in conjunction with Rodeo Days, where after the reception, we were all able to walk out and see the fireworks.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool. So she got married at the rodeo in the rodeo grounds?
No, not in the grounds.
During
the
bull riding?
No, they couldn't get two bulls. They could only have one, and there's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But no, she did it that weekend back in 2006 of Edgewood Rodeo Days. So there's something to shoot for, Taylor.
It is. I should do that. That's a life goal.
You should come in here more often and do this show. Ticket information, where can we get it? Last minute stuff, what do we need to know?
So advanced ticket sales actually end tomorrow. So if you haven't gotten them, that's okay. You can still buy them at Community Savings Bank. I just posted on Facebook a full list of vendors. So if you want to go check that out, it is there. In advance, children 5 to 12, $12. Adults are $15. Otherwise, you can pay at the gate. So that is available, $20 for adults and $15 for kids 5 to 12. And those tickets are also good for Sunday's demolition derby.
Okay.
So you can hit up the fireman's breakfast Sunday morning and then go to the demolition derby and recover.
greasy food. Soak it all in. Final two questions. Website where people can go to get more info and all everything you and I just talked about.
Yep. So you can check out edgewoodrodeo.com or you can go to our Facebook page. We post a lot mm-hmm. the next few days, all the information there. Otherwise, you can send a message to any of your chamber board members, or you can just, you know, stop at the Edgewood Chamber office and check out, hang out with me and Elise.
Yeah. Here's the final question. This might be the toughest one. Why should somebody who might not be planning anything this weekend change their plans to come see you guys in Edgewood?
Bulls, Bronx, and Babes. Come on.
There you go. Always good to see you. Mic drop. Boom. Yeah, don't drop these. These are expensive. Taylor Bakken, always good to see you. We'll see you Thursday. Janelle and I are going to be up there broadcasting live. You're going to come hang out with us, right?
Perfect. I'll have signing some autographs. And
yes. That's when we do the barrel thing. We put you in a barrel Thursday during the live broadcast.
Oh, boy.
See? It's going to happen. Oh. It's going to happen. Always good to see you. And our thanks to Elise and everybody up there, too. Edgewood Pro Rodeo Days. We're proud to be a part of it and looking forward to it right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
After a long call.